Keeping UK Affordable, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. UK President Capaluto calls it a critically important issue. A college degree, he says, is the best single indicator of future economic success. If that degree is out of reach economically for more and more families, it means we're leaving behind too many children who can do the work and contribute greatly to our campuses and the world. Here to tell us what the university is doing to keep tuition affordable is Eric Munday, Executive Vice President for Finance and Administration. Welcome back to UK's Perspectives, Eric.
Thanks, Tom. Glad to be back.
President Capaluto says that in addressing the issue of affordable tuitions, Kentuckians come first. What does he mean by that, and how at the same time can we keep our student body as diverse as possible?
From the moment Dr. Capaluto came on the campus to today, focus is on making sure every Kentuckian who has an opportunity, we want them to have an opportunity to come to the University of Kentucky. If they meet the academic requirements and apply, we want them here. And when we think about that, affordability and accessibility, particularly for Kentuckians, is a paramount issue for us. So we look at all ways in which we can ensure that the cost, the total cost, whether it's tuition fees, housing, and dining, are manageable. And so I think we made great progress in this. And at the same time, we want a diverse student body. So how do we look at non-residents, folks that are outside of Kentucky, to make sure that experience we provide for our students is diverse in all ways? And so there's a good mix, a good balance. But we never forget, and that focus has to be on providing opportunities for Kentuckians to come to the University of Kentucky.
Well, how important are scholarships and financial aid in addressing this issue?
There's no more important investment for a family than higher education, right? We know those outcomes. We know lifetime earnings, the ability to be successful in life, all of those things. So how do we build those packages? How do we build that to where that average cost, the out-of-pocket cost for that student is manageable? And we have some amazing things here at the University of Kentucky. Fall 2012, the out-of-pocket expense for tuition was about $1,200. In fall 2013, the amount dropped to less than $1,100. So that's looking at what we're charging, what we're then providing in scholarships and aid, and then what that real out-of-pocket is for that Kentuckian to come to the university.
And there was a tuition increase between those 2 years.
That's right. That's right. So you're looking at aid programs that are based on financial need, but also based on merit. Those aren't mutually exclusive. And so how do we put those packages together to get that diversity, the mix in the student body and academic quality, and the students that are going to make the difference for us and provide those opportunities for those students?
Now, those tuition numbers sound very reasonable, at least the average out-of-pocket numbers. But how much student debt are our students likely to incur during the 4 or 5 years that they're here at UK?
About half of our students incur some debt. About half do not. When you look at those ones that incur debt, the average is less than the national average of $25,000. You spoke also about tuition. You know, we've been lowering the rate of tuition increases. In 2006, the four-year average was 13%. This year, that average is about 5%, and we expect the average next year will be less than that. And so when we talk about moderate tuition and fee increases, and we look at housing and dining as well, we target a range of 0 to 5%, keying in on that 3 to 5%. How do we look at inflationary increases that allow us to overcome our cost increases, overcome state appropriation adjustments and other things? But how do we target that to best, and also how do we then aid that and financial aid and scholarships to provide an opportunity where a student can come to the University of Kentucky out of pocket in tuition for $1,100 in fall 2013.
And all of that's happening against the backdrop of state funding cuts for higher education. So that story becomes even more remarkable to me that we're able to hold the line on tuition that way.
Since 2008, the University of Kentucky's had a reduction of $55 million in our state appropriation. So for this fiscal year, we just started, our state appropriations about $280 million of a $3 billion enterprise, so less than 10% of that budget's coming from the state. We also have to do a better job of looking at ways where we can be more efficient and effective in our resources. How do we generate new revenues? The last thing we want to do is increase tuition, right? We want to look at ways in which we can better operate as an institution to generate additional revenues or to cut on the expense side, to then look at tuition as that last need rather than the first thing we go to.
Well, we've been talking primarily about tuition, but you brought it up earlier. There are other costs that our students face, including housing and dining. So what is UK doing to address those expenses?
So when we look at total cost of attendance, we're not just looking at tuition and fees, Tom, as you're stating. We're looking at housing and dining, parking, all of those types of fees and services, and how do we manage those to the best of our ability? I think dining is an amazing example of that. With our new partnership, our 15-year, $245 million partnership we announced, and I think you and I talked about a few months ago, every single meal plan that we have this fall is cheaper. It's lower priced, the same quality, improved service, we believe, than it was last year. And so when you look at that total cost of attendance for someone who's on that top meal plan, even understanding tuition increases, even understanding increases in housing, the actual check that student will write is less this year than it was last year. So we need to understand and we recognize those things and we do our best to manage all of those costs to whereas we're not just maybe constraining or doing a better job on tuition, but we're increasing those others. How do we look at it for that check that the family writes? And I think we've made good progress on that and we're not going to stop. We're going to continue to look at ways in which we can get the best value, the best outcome. And what are we about? We're about creating that best environment for student success. We're about making decisions that put the students first.
Now, if only we could address the cost of textbooks.
Well, that's actually a really good story. You know, the textbook rental programs are paramount now in institutions like the University of Kentucky. And you can look at the average cost of textbooks with rental programs being much lower than they were just a few years ago.
I think when I was at the University of Michigan, I spent about as much on books as I did on tuition.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. Our guest has been Eric Munday, Executive Vice President for Finance and Administration at UK. Our complete interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.